for more information.
Death and destruction in Oklahoma. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
See it on TV, other places, and you feel bad for those people, but you really don't know it till it's you, till it hits you.
He and many other home and business owners don't have much left in the city of Sulphur, one of several areas twisted apart by weekend tornadoes. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell's there.
Where we are, at least one person was killed in a bar, with several people also trapped inside. Two more lives were taken in Holdenville, one being a four-month-old baby, and a fourth person killed on I-35 near Marietta. The damage spans across 12 counties here in Oklahoma.
There's also a death amid the storm damage in Iowa. Parts of Nebraska also have tornado destruction. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Saudi Arabia before another trip to Israel for talks.
The only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.
That's after Israel hit Rafah with airstrikes, killing at least 22 Palestinians ahead of a planned ground invasion going after Hamas militants. But Blinken hopes that doesn't happen.
In the absence of a plan to ensure that civilians will not be harmed, we can't support a major military operation in Rafah.
This is the anti-Israel protests rage on American college campuses. That's at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. Police made arrests this morning at Virginia Tech, and four police officers were injured at demonstrations in New Orleans in California.
A pro-Israel rally went off as scheduled here at UCLA, but it was met with counter-protesters who came to demonstrate in support of an ongoing pro-Palestinian encampment on campus. Eventually, some, quote, physical altercations broke out after one of the groups breached a barrier designed to keep the two protests separate.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Former President Trump posted on Truth Social this morning, "Stop the protests." A new CNN poll gives him a 6-point lead over President Biden, a 9-point Trump edge, factoring in independent candidates. America's listening to Fox News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
The elites want more control through digital currencies in a cashless society. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I believe gold is the answer to safeguard your wealth, especially if you own your gold inside of a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to claim your free info kit today.
Message and data rates may apply.
We mentioned that new CNN poll giving former President Trump a 6-point lead over President Biden ahead of their 2024 rematch. The former president will not be in court today. It's an off day at his first criminal trial in New York. Same thing Wednesday when he will campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin. Over the weekend, he met with one of his former opponents.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has apparently agreed to bury the hatchet with his former rival in the GOP presidential primary, Donald Trump. Sources telling the New York Post that the two met in Miami Sunday to discuss what DeSantis can do to help Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. Reports say DeSantis has agreed to hit the campaign trail for the former president. Insiders also telling the New York Post that Governor DeSantis would help with fundraising, tapping his donor network to raise money for the general election against President Biden. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Today, Vice President Harris will go campaign in Atlanta, touting the Biden economic agenda. On Wall Street, stock futures rising, coming off the best week of the year for the Nasdaq, surging up more than 4%. In the NBA, Minnesota sweeps Phoenix out of the playoffs with a 122-116 game 4 win. The Timberwolves advanced to the second round for the first time in 20 years. In other games,
behind a career playoff high 47 points from Jalen Brunson, the Knicks beat the 76ers in Philadelphia 97-92 to take a 3-1 lead. The Clippers, who led the Mavericks by 31 points in the first half Sunday, watched Dallas come all the way back to take the lead before the Clippers regained control and held off Dallas 116-111 to even their series 2 games apiece. Without both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard because of injuries, The Milwaukee Bucks fell behind 3-1 against the Indiana Pacers. Miles Turner scored 29 points Sunday. Indiana beat Milwaukee 126-113.
That's Fox's Jared Max. On the ice, the New York Rangers completed a sweep of the Washington Capitals. Colorado, Edmonton, and Vancouver were also winners last night. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals were within a strike of sweeping the series.
Here's a look at local news. Two local firefighters being recognized for their success in rescuing an Illinois Marathon participant who went into cardiac arrest during a race Saturday morning. A man of fire dispatched to the Meadowbrook Park to respond to the man who went into cardiac arrest participating in the race. Good news, he became alert again after talking to first responders as they transported him to the hospital. Police asking for the public's help in contributing to the arrest of an armed robber who stole money from an Urbana business Friday. The man entered an unnamed business wearing dark clothes and a mask, revealed he had a gun, demanding the cashier give him money. After the cashier handed over that money, suspect fled. Urbana police ask anyone with additional information to contact Crime Stoppers. Champaign police announcing an arrest in connection to a shooting that left a man with multiple gunshot wounds. They say their investigation into the February 19 shooting, indicating Alan Williams of Calumet City approaching a man sitting in his car that was parked in his driveway on West Vine Street. Williams accused of opening fire, striking the victim several times. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, it's Monday. Good morning, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Yo to Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
She's here. Greg Solier. My farmer friends say they got 1.6, 1.8, near 2 inches total. Kind of thing. I don't know what you had it about, right?
That's if you add everything up over the course of late Friday to the pre-dawn hours of yesterday, and at least we had some wind yesterday as well around that. Some of those anemometers hit 51 mile an hour wind gusts noted around the Rantoul over areas of Urbana as well, and Willard Airport. So a little bit of everything
Saturday. It we got all the running in, and then it rained again late after.
That's right.
But weather with Greg Solier, our learned one, the meteorologist, brought to you this morning by Carl.
Carl reminds you, monitor your skin regularly. Talk with your doctor if you notice any changes. For details, go to carl.org/skin cancer.
All right, my friend, how's the weekend looking?
Well, you know, we continue on here in this more or less kind of, as it ought to be, normal spring weather pattern around here. And that means the spells of warmth. There's no real cold air in sight. Periods of wind and, some rainfall. Average rainfall for this point in late April, early May is about a half to a little shy of 3/4 of an inch. We've seen some more than that in some spots. But again, they're in good shape soil moisture-wise. We start this week kind of a winding down process of at least getting temperatures and above average and moisture levels closer to average around here, and then start the window of opportunity for field work as we hit the ground running later this week and into next week as well. So hang in there, but I'm sure there's some standing water in those tile lines are running full tilt, better than 6+ over the weekend over sections of the western Corn Belt areas of Missouri and Iowa. Matter of fact, down towards the Ozarks over the past about 10 days to 2 weeks, they've had more than a foot down there. So again, reversing order here, where the worst drought areas are getting some recharge and drought relief. Other areas that have gotten too wet are going to be winding down into a drier, more seasonal mode with the rainfall totals and coverages in mind. Out the door this morning with the back end of rain, not too far back to the west of us at the current time. Readings are basically in the upper 50s and lower 60s. 58 at Willard and Savoy, 60 at St. Louis, 59 up at the Kankakee. Folks up towards that Chicagoland area and that Kankakee area had 2 to 3 inches of rain over the weekend as well. 73 today. With a mostly cloudy day, showers winding down here the next hour or two, and maybe pop up one late this afternoon, evening time, 53 in the overnight low tomorrow, and Wednesday, lots of sunshine, 75 tomorrow, 80 on Wednesday, couple of scattered, 50 to 60% coverage on the rainfall, showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday, up near 85 on Thursday, low 70s on Friday, dry weather for the weekend into the first half of next week, 4 or 5 days right there in a row, 75 on Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 70s next Monday and Tuesday. For Stephen J.
It is an election year, as we all know. Understanding what is fact and what isn't, pretty important. Global credibility expert Mitchell Levy. You've only written 60 books?
Mm,
really?
Goodness.
Is that right?
55, but, you know, there's a point in time you stop counting.
I mean, you've worked over 1,000 corporations. You've got some stuff here. I want to know how often you're at home. Do you travel a lot? You doing Zoom calls? How do you do all this, Mitchell?
I am actually at the moment. I am not home. I'm about to head to. I'm in Charlotte. I'm heading to a conference. Normally, I'm Silicon Valley. How I do a lot of work is I find a process that needs fixing. I fix it one or two times. I then come up with a way to automate it, and then I get a team that I hire, and they do the work for me. And so it's I try to leverage as much as I can.
So it's the hat, isn't it? It's the hat.
It's definitely the hat.
Look up Mitchell Levy, and he wears this Tom Landry, former Dallas Cowboy coach hat,
okay,
which is pretty cool. Anyway, we are in election year. I guess you are able to really discern and figure things out. Why aren't you the White House spokesman?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
You'd call that fun? I'd call that awful. Trying to explain.
Well,
all this.
It's fun is an interesting word, right? Because the reason I say that's fun, it would not be an easy job in any way, shape, or form. But what's fun is trying to solve a problem universally for everybody, trying to solve something that doesn't exist. And this is right now, we're at a very critical juncture of humanity, because the opportunity for us to look at crap, to look at fake, to see things that we don't know which is real or not. And I think what's happened is in society, because everyone now has a camera and everyone now has a microphone, and the age of the influencer is upon us, and that influencer isn't always telling the truth. And so how do we determine the difference? And this is a great place. For me, that seems like fun.
Okay, so how do we tell what's fact and fiction? I mean, because we're hearing it and we're not sure, and then we saw something, heard something, how do we determine?
You know, what's interesting is when we went to school, one of the things that we weren't really taught, which is now something that we really have to teach ourselves, how do we be critical thinkers? First, don't always or anytime accept a single piece of news. So how do you double check? How do you fact check? Is there a source you can go to, or is there a series of sources you can go to? If it's a political piece of news, can you go to the other side and read about the other side? Can you read about both sides of the story? The thing that's interesting is when you're looking at a piece of information, look at the source it came from and determine how accurate have they been in the past? What type of integrity do they have? Probably most importantly, when I think about credibility, do they have the intent and commitment to do the right thing by the people, or do they have the intent and commitment to do the right thing by themselves? And that'll help you judge whether or not it makes sense to listen to this story versus another.
You know, Mitchell, this is exactly in the zone for us here at the University of Illinois. We had a protesting situation. We had a lot of runners in town for a race weekend. They had to pivot on Friday night with thousands of people let down on their 5K experience because of a protest that started near our Illini Union and alma mater. How do we know, who's coming in for these protests? We're hearing about professional protesters that are bussed in. And when you talk to some of these protesters, some of them don't actually know why they're there. How do you suggest we, filter through and fact check this situation?
It is incredible how the concept of the internet has grown to the place where we could really mobilize a lot of people for a particular area. The problem is, who's mobilizing them? And what's the story behind the story? And if you want to look at the worst part of what's happening now with college campuses and the disruption there, is to think about what happened in 2020 when those students graduated high school. They did not get a graduation because they were disrupted for COVID. And now in 2024, that same group of students may be disrupted from having their college graduation. And that's really disappointing.
So I'm inferring that there's some mental health issues involved in all of this. I think there are. I think we're having a mental health crisis in the country. But to really determine, because people are fast moving, you still got to take our kiddos to soccer and dance and everything else. We don't have the time, a lot of time, to discern and check five sources. But I always thought of this. You're an ideas guy. Last thing, Mitchell. What if you had on the screen, whoever's talking, an AI thing that converts what your words are, whether they're true or not?
Oh, my God. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be fun? Right? But then, of course, like anything else, because it's AI, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
So what's the
right.
quality
yep.
of the content? But it's, wouldn't it be interesting if we were able to tell, here's the source, and by the way, they have a 50% time of telling the truth, 50% time of not telling the truth, right? How do we do that?
Then you could really gauge, and people say, I want to be a journalist. Okay, be a journalist. I don't want to know how you vote. I just want to know the information so I can discern it myself, because you could also have a red thing coming across that opinion.
Right.
And that's fine. I just think it'd be nice to have an instant with AI. It must be a way. It's just something for your brain to work on today there, Mitchell. So
I appreciate that. One of the things I got from this conversation and a couple others on my tour this morning is simply we need to create a course in how do you be discerning? Like, how do you teach just the – and how could I create a course that's like 5 or 10 minutes long?
Yeah.
Like something really simple.
I think we'd have fun in the room together, Mitchell. We'd have a good time in the room together. We could light the house with energy, with energies and ideas. How can people connect with Mitchell Levy?
The best way is through my website, which is mitchelllevy.com. So that's three L's in the middle there. And you'll see what I'm doing on credibility and showing the world how to live their lives in a way that is more servant leadership focused, that is more focused on doing the right thing because you know in your heart it's the right thing to do.
Hey, I'd love to chat again. Great talking to you, Mitchell. Nice meeting you. Enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. ESPN 93, fine. Now we jump to our sports headlines. The Cardinals let one get away. They had a one strike away from beating and sweeping the Mets. It didn't happen.
With Ricky Gordon, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals were within a strike of sweeping the series in New York when Harrison Bader drove in the run to tie the game, and then Mark Vientos hit a home run to win it. The Mets won 4-2 to salvage 1-3.
A close game throughout, only one hit with runners in scoring position for each team. Brendan Donovan drove in a run in the top of the 11th, but Matthew Liberatore, who pitched very, very well, could not finish it off.
He couldn't finish it off. Bader singled up the middle to drive in the tying run. And then a pitch out over the plate. Vientos hit a home run, his second hit off Liberatore in the game.
Cardinals had several situations in the game where they pitched out of trouble many, many times. Lance Lynn did it. Ryan Fernandez did it. Gallegos did it. But unfortunately, Liberatore not able to do it in the 11th.
The Cardinals won 2 out of 3 in New York and will move on to play the Tigers in Detroit tonight. Steven Matz 1-2 against Kenta Maeda 0-1. And we're on the air at 4:45 Central Time.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Boston beat the Cubs. It's the New York Mets today, 6:40 start on US 105.9.
All right, we check your weather, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign event of vicinity and around or two of significant rainfall over the weekend. The northern extent of some of that severe weather that swept through areas of the deep southern plains and southeastern states. Now, this next weather system, a weakening one as it makes its way on east. Some shower activity around and ending this morning by mid-morning, and then a pop-up shower chance this afternoon. Even an evening thunderstorm in just one or two spots, but the bulk of the rain moving on out. Decreasing clouds for tonight, but a lot of cloudiness for the day today, up to 73. Winds around westerly for tonight and 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 75. A warm to 80 on Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday, next round of good covered showers and thunderstorms across the area. 85 on Thursday. Back into the mid-70s on Friday. Dry weather for the weekend should extend well into early to mid next week. A window of opportunity there. 75 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday. Mid to upper 70s next Monday and Tuesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank,
These are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla shares are rallying up more than 9% after reports the company will work with China-based tech company Baidu to provide full self-driving assistance for drivers in China. Domino's Pizza shares are up nearly 1% after dramatically better sales and earnings. Its U.S. sales at existing stores were up more than 5.5%. It was helped by its loyalty program and its relationship with Uber Eats. Alphabet shares are slightly lower this morning after rising to a market value of $2.13 trillion on Friday. It's the first time Alphabet, parent of Google, has closed with a value over $2 trillion, pushed higher by upbeat earnings and plans to pay a dividend for the first time. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
It's time to take the quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
So I'm at the Ark on Friday, and I'm talking to Jed, the former owner of Body and Soul.
Yes.
And I see Mike Lindemann, and I look over, how's it going,
hey,
Mike?
Hey.
And it was a forced smile.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going, huh.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And Jed said he's not happy they just canceled the 5K.
Oh, no. So you were at the Ark when that happened.
I was, and nobody knew. And I had my phone, and I thought, nah. I'm sad. I was so mad.
I know.
I was so mad that the protests got to the point where the police felt it wasn't safe because it was going to spill on Green Street and the 5K mm-hmm. was going to come by and mm-hmm. you're begging for an incident and all these other things. And it just was so aggravating. Then when I had time to calm down, I said, I don't know the whole situation. I don't know.
Right.
If you're making that call, you got to assure you don't have people run into a mess. And if they're busing protesters in, this is what I understand. Who paid for the buses? They're expensive. I'm going to a Cardinal game. It's expensive. Who gets the buses? Where do they get the lookalike tents?
Right.
It's some source. And I know we know. They're not promoting who's... We know that stuff. Just doesn't get out or not promoted or what? Is it George Soros?
I don't know. And the students that they grabbed to do kind of a quick, why are you doing this interview? They just didn't have any substance to what they were saying.
They don't know, most of them. They have the agitators. They have the coordinators. They do it through their cell phones and TikTok or whatever platform they're using. And they're getting out there, and it's anti-everything. It's anti-capitalism, anti-Zionist, anti-Jew, it's just anti. And, you know, when you suggest that the solution's going to be that there can't be a Jewish state and there can't be Jews, I mean, it's just, that's not acceptable. So I was very, very happy that a release coming from the Brain Trust of the Crisis Management at the University of mm-hmm. Illinois suggested there would be expulsions. You'd get suspended. You would lose all kind, and they got graduation finals just
yeah,
ahead.
That's
so
right.
Here is what, and I want to really thoughtfully think about this. Here is what the demand is across the nation now. They are asking all the protesters are asking for total immunity from all of this. No.
That's a quick answer.
Thank you. I thought about it for a long time. No. No. You will face consequences when you have friend of mine, his wife, Jewish. They were down on campus. They're a pretty young couple. And she's holding an Israeli flag. And here comes somebody, rips it away from her and spray paints her. So they're pressing charges. There's no immunity to that. So you get to have that on your record. How's that feel? You know, I mean, no. You get to face the consequences. Well, I don't know why it was out there. Well, next time, maybe I'll think about that.
Right, right.
And so we're not going to, for anything, I don't think we want the University of Illinois or anywhere else. It's a completely organized deal across campuses all over America. Well, you just can't, you know, from the river to the sea, you can't do that. We're not going to do it against Muslims. We're not going to do it against Jewish people. We're not going to do it against Christians, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to have hate. You're a hater, right?
Well, it sure isn't fair to the students who have worked so hard. They're in the zone. They want to complete their semester without these disturbances. And all of a sudden, now they're facing all this. It was such a big disappointment for those thousands of runners involved in the 5K.
And keep in mind, double it, because you got family that are coming.
Yes.
They're watching it. They're taking part in an event that Jan Seely and others spent 365 days planning,
right?
And you're going to let the tail wag the dog. And so that's what my initial knee jerk.
Right.
But then I'm going, okay, Stevie J, if you're in charge of this, the race is going, the race starts in an hour. We don't have a lot of time to reroute.
That's right.
You have the volunteer station. I mean, this is an unbelievably coordinated
effort.
And
I think it was a block away from where the 5K would have run through. And there were security issues because, look, everybody's now having to go to this alma mater location for the protest and not be on their security duty for the 5K.
Yeah, they had 60 U of I police. I mean, darn near their whole department.
Yeah.
They had to go down there, and then they were calling in help from other places. So the timing of it was just, there's just not enough time to react properly to secure people. So as I thought more about it, I'm going, you know, if I'm in that chair, I don't think I want to put the runners. I would totally have done it if you could avoid the area, but it's too late.
Yeah.
You got an hour. And there's all these people. So anyway, that was very disappointing, but good work getting it done. I like the fact that you're going to get expelled. All these other things could happen to you. I appreciated the Chancellor Robert Jones doing that. And then things calmed down. We got something at 11:30 at night. Grace ran the marathon, and so that's why we were so involved. It's the first time I've been involved, really, as far as getting down in there. Normally on a Saturday when the marathon's in town, I just avoid everything. But we got in and out, trying to see Grace in several points. But the thing was impeccably run, in my opinion. I just thought this is just a gigantic effort.
Yeah.
To run all those different races in our town. And to do it so effectively.
And we were in Savoy. Enjoy Savoy. Embrace the race is something I kept saying on the mic as I played my DJ music. And we had a barbershop quartet called Timepiece that was performing also. There were three entertainment stops in Savoy for miles 20 through 23. We rooted on Grace.
Yep.
I'm glad she made it.
Yeah, she did. She did really, really well. She felt great the whole way. She just had a nice run. And at 26.2 is really a long run.
Yes.
So congratulations to everybody who participated. The medals are the real deal.
Yeah.
The medals are the real deal. Beautiful marathon medals that she received.
Chime in with your experience, 359-2255.
Yeah, you might know some stuff I don't. 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line. All of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Glad you're listening. This is April 29. I got Wednesday coming up, and that means May. We're into May. Farmers trying to get out in the field coming up, and so hopefully things will dry properly for all of that. All right, we'll break for the news and come right back. It is Monday. Glad you're listening. ESPN 93.5. And again, text in if you want to about the campus, about the weekend, all of those things. We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back, 728 ESPN 93.5.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Relax, call back, 217-359-7293.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax,
What does the Apple Dumplin' Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' Restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
Congratulations to Christie Clinic. They're the main sponsor, Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Gracie got a kind of a rub, and it was kind of a stretch after the race that was very helpful. They had a lot of physical therapists there. They did a great job. Christy did. Okay, the news now coming up. News, sports, weather all coming up. Anthony Russo, the Truth Shall Set You Free podcast will be next. Stand by.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Death and devastation in Oklahoma from a tornado.
At least one person was killed in a bar with several people also trapped inside. Two more lives were taken in Holdenville, one being a four-month-old baby, and a fourth person killed on I-35 near Marietta. The damage spans across 12 counties here in Oklahoma.
Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell in Sulphur. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the capital, Saudi Arabia, urging Hamas to grab a ceasefire deal on the table.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
Secretary Blinken crediting Israel measurable progress humanitarian situation in Gaza, but wants it to do more. And former President Trump on Truth Social this morning, right? Stop the protests now. But students at GW University, they're not listening. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign community came together Sunday honoring two local workers who lost their lives while on the job. Brandon Hardway and Kevin Pelham were recognized at Dodds Park in Champaign. Their names added to the park's memorial. Hardway was the GM at Poor Brothers Craft Tap Room in downtown Champaign. Pelham, a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 51. Pro-Palestine protest at the University of Illinois campus early Friday with no planned end. Demonstrations said they'd leave when their demands were met, or when they were forced to leave. Police broke up the protest, citing campus policies prohibiting camping tents and other structures from being erected on campus. Home sales in Champaign County down from the beginning of this year. For March this year, 176 home units sold compared to 209 units sold in March last year, according to the Champaign County Association of Realtors. Home sales down the first quarter of the year at 4.5%. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Our weather this morning brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you, they've got their FlexiPass sale going on. Would you like to try out some sample classes? It's going on now through May 3rd. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff vicinity, and another round of rainfall making its way across the area this morning. Next in a string of these weather systems to move on through with another pop-up rain chance later this afternoon and evening time. A couple of days worth of mild to warm weather. Next frontal system on the move over Thursday and Friday. No real cool or cold air in sight. We'll recover nicely for the weekend, and another window of opportunity trying to evolve here, coming off some significant rains, more than an inch to two over the past couple of days across the area. That dry time over the weekend extends into early next week. For the day-to-day, mostly cloudy, some shower activity around this morning, and back in spotty coverage this afternoon, 73 the high. Winds will shift westerly early on tonight. A stray shower chance this evening, decreasing clouds at 53. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 75, partly sunny 80 on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, a couple of showers and thunderstorms around at 85 on Thursday. Will cool to 73 on Friday. Weekend highs in the mid-70s with a fair amount of sunshine too. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
He's the political analyst, host of the Truth Will Set You Free podcast, our friend Anthony Russo. Fort Worth, Texas. How are you doing, Anthony?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
Well, protested our campus here at the University of Illinois over the weekend. Who's funding this?
That's a great question. That was the last question I just had. You know, there's obviously everybody whispers Soros. But there was the Chinese nationalists, I believe. We had this discussion a week ago on my podcast, and I can't remember exactly who we nailed it down to. But there was Soros funding, and then there was one other Chinese-sided funding. And you can't tell me that it's not organized by a bigger power, that all of a sudden all these college campuses had the exact same thing pop up all within a couple days of each other all over the country and tell me that this was not funded by somebody. You have to think that there was a bigger play on the organization level.
But is it not impressive that you can coordinate? You'd have people you hire for probably pretty large money that are able to get into each campus. I mean, I don't know how many campuses were affected, 800? I mean, there's a lot. So, I mean, we had it here, disrupted a big marathon weekend for us here because bus loads are coming in. Again, those buses are $1,000 each. Just an amazing amount of money is being poured in here, and the coordination of having the coordinators and the agitators, whatever you're going to call them. But it's and they're demanding things that, okay, divest from Israel or no, we're not leaving. Immunity for all of us or we're not leaving. What are you talking about?
They have no idea.
What in the world are you talking about? We're not giving you immunity. You can't have immunity. Sorry.
Yeah, they have no idea how actual geopolitics or even our own politics work, but they're going to scream at the top of their lungs. And what's interesting is it doesn't take, it takes decent funding. It takes funding and organization. What it does is it's kind of like the movie Zoolander, if anybody remembers that, where there's like that one word that all of a sudden activates the person to kill the prime minister of Malaysia. So our word was genocide, and I knew it. And I'm like, we're going to keep saying this genocide word. And here's the thing: they're going to have paid protesters that are organizers. I'm not going to say protesters, paid organizers. That all they have to do is get something going on campus, get it started, and you're going to have a bunch of kids that have been seeing all this stuff on TikTok and YouTube or wherever. They've been seeing it in mainstream media about what's happening to the Palestinian people and how sad it is. And then they hear genocide, 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 and now there's a cause. So that's how it's activated. So it takes a few leaders that are paid, and then, of course, some resources that those leaders have access to, and a bunch of college kids that don't know any better because all they've done is been brainwashed by the trigger words in the last few months.
Interesting.
Anthony, I just had a text in essentially talking about how law enforcement's hands are tied to try to enforce when things like protests happen because of the administration that's paying them and telling them what to do. And, you know, it's trespassing. It's obstructing traffic. It's all these things that are against the law. Why aren't we just hauling people away? What's your reaction to all that?
Well, it's funny. You said, you know, trespassing and breaking traffic. How about not allowing Jewish students to go to class like it's 1940-something? Oh, like, man. I mean, it's insane to me. And, I mean, I'm half Jewish, but I'm Christian by faith. And it's like I look at what's happening, and the fact that we have managed to flip the script on this narrative is absolutely mind-boggling to me. It's scary to think that, you know, you've got – well, you know what? Our hands are tied. It's, you know, they're allowed to protest, yes, but their protests are causing schools to have to tell Jewish students to go do online classes the rest of the year. And some of these places that are $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and for the last month they're going to be taking online classes in the United States of America because they're afraid to go to class. Like, this is a next level of words that I can't say on the radio. It's just, it's awful.
Well, what if just say everything was flipped? And we were doing this to the Muslims. What do you think the reaction would be?
Well, that's the thing. We look at 9/11. After that, there was definitely some Muslim hate in this country. And the thing is, it was so brief because Americans, I don't know if it's different because of social media at the time, could realize that we had elevated ourselves to where we're not cruel to other people. And yes, there was some Islamophobia and different things, but it was highlighted more by the media. I saw a lot of, when I would go to New York and all these people were still had a lot of brotherly love with each other. And the Muslims, I think they knew they were wearing a lot of American gear because they're like, look, trust me, we're on the same side. We don't support that. This is very different. This is just a whole bunch of different ideologies that have been mashed together because of social media. Whereas I don't think it goes the other direction anymore because we're so afraid of the minority groups and this, that, and the other, and we're making sure we're padding the rooms for them. But at the same time, somehow we've just painted this. We're less than 100 years out of the Holocaust, but we've painted this X on the back of Jewish people.
So is the answer, okay, that's coming down immediately, okay, you're not allowed to essentially say river to the sea and you're going to, you know, hope all Jews die, death to America. Is that part of free speech? Is that a First Amendment issue, or is it to the point of causing destruction?
You know, I actually, as much as I hate to hear it, it is part of free speech until it gets dangerous, until it's to the point, if there's, I mean, this is what our police and our government are there for. They have to escort, if they have to pay tax dollars, unfortunately, even though we're going against what I believe organized crime, but we have to actually make sure these students can get to class, that they feel protected, whatever that takes, whatever resources that is, because that's what happened when black students would go to high schools and colleges during the 1960s when they started to break the lines on that. They were protected. They had to use that kind of resource. That's where we're at now. They are allowed to protest. Unfortunately, this is something they're allowed to do. I'm a big proponent of free speech, and if protesting works, great. Unfortunately, they're misinformed, but they're allowed to be misinformed. So there has to be safe passage. I can't believe I'm saying safe passage. There has to be safe passage for those that feel as though they're being threatened.
There was a state trooper. I thought it was in Texas. He was trying to take a guy out to the squad car or whatever, pat him by the arm, and the guy just kind of crumbles on the ground, and then he picks him up by the leg and the arm. The guy's screaming. He's actually screaming. And he's,
did you see the pager? Did you see the pager fall? I don't know if it's the police officers or when you're talking about who's organizing this, that guy was going, help me, he's hurting me.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
So there's a pager, there's a beeper that falls on the ground. And if it's not the police officers, which I don't know if they still carry pagers, I don't think they do, that would lead me to go, and I just talked about this on the last show, that would lead me to go, okay, that really screams of organization.
Yep.
There's no 20-something-year-old kid that has a pager.
Yeah, and that's the other part. You're hurting me. You're hurting me, lawsuit, right? I mean, that's what...
Right.
It's just, it is dizzying.
Well,
it,
and we had a text in saying, here they're chanting death to America in some of these demonstrations, but yet on the other side, they want the forgiveness of their student loans.
Yeah, and by the way, no immunity, Anthony. I've already ruled on that. Sorry. Come on.
Yeah. And then you've got, I mean, when violence breaks out, absolutely they should be arrested. When things get rough, things should be arrested. When they're defacing property, things should be arrested. Like Alex Primetime Stein was in one of the college campuses in Texas this week. I think he was even in Austin. And he was at a Gays for Palestine or some. It was an LGBTQ for Palestine, which of course is making a joke out of if you know who Alex Stein is. And he actually got, on video, got accosted. He got thrown to the ground. That to me is somebody that should be arrested. If there is a physical altercation, that's where you're now breaking the law. If you're just chanting things that sound stupid to me, you're allowed to sound stupid to me. But when it gets physical, you have to stop.
Yeah. So as far as the negotiating with these like Columbias and things like that, is that not ridiculous? We're not negotiating with them, calling the National Guard.
Yeah, I mean, and I think some college campuses I've seen a lot of police presence. I've seen a lot of, I don't know if I've seen National Guard presence, but it's the universities are damned if they do, damned if they don't. And they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. But the politicians are the ones that actually could be stepping up and saying, you know, one thing or another. Mike Johnson went to Columbia University and started speaking on behalf of the Jewish students. Ilhan Omar said, you're stirring things up. I'm like, I don't think really protecting Jewish students at this point is stirring things up after things have been stirred up for the last week. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. So
does it calm down because people dropped their beepers, or how's this ultimately calm right now, do you think, Anthony?
another, there has to be another bigger issue, like another bigger story, another bigger, like this. I mean, it's calming down. It sounds like they're, I think the college kids that are, that have been activated by the planners or whoever it is, they're going to get tired. They're going to go back to class. That was their, you know, flavor of the week or flavor of the month. But I think it's already starting to wane, especially once you see a couple kids get arrested, a couple things happening. It's probably just going to, you know, start to fizzle its way out. But it did its duty. It literally got it to the point where Jewish kids are not going to be, in many schools, not going to be going to school for the rest of the year, which is absolutely insane. Terrible. So they did what they needed to do.
Well, we're in finals already at the U of I, but this is like reading day coming up Thursday or something. So they're just about done. But all these folks that did something wrong, like spray paint a friend of mine,
yes,
they're going to have charges against them that will stay with them and be on their record, which is appropriate. So
yes,
it's whatever you want to do, but you're right. So many of these folks have no idea what they're doing. Well, none. But they're part of the movement because there's a real, I think even more than ever, Anthony, of an underlying feel of purpose. People really looking for purpose. Why am I here? What should I do to help? Then they find something they think they have and they grab onto it and go crazy.
And they've been taught that the American dream and the idea of America is not something to believe anymore.
No,
so they have to find something else.
Yeah. Anthony Russo, how can people find your podcast?
Truth Will Set You Free USA on all the podcast platforms and, of course, social media as well.
Hey, nice having you again. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Take it easy.
Anthony Russo, our USSO, Tapman's Toy and Phone Line. All the texts coming in on the Fisher National Bank text line, 217-359-2255. If you have anything to add to, you know, the cancellation of the 5K on Friday. Texter coming to our phone, Diane, about they thought the marathon was...
Saturday was amazing. Yeah. They were a block away from where the gentleman had a heart attack, and response time to everyone involved was just unbelievable.
I saw the ambulance.
Okay.
That was what was going on. Mm-hmm. I saw it screaming by. Was it a runner that had a...
I'm not sure, thanks for sharing that. 359-2255. Also heard that George and Mary Lemming have their 56th anniversary today. So congratulations to them. Very involved in the CU Elks Club. So thanks to Mary and Mary and George. Congratulations.
All right. So we had a lot of volunteers and we talked to a few of them and they're just happy. They thought it was fun to kind of watch at a particular corner, making sure the runners go the right way. And then you had, you know, plenty of law enforcement support as well across the whole thing. But I just imagine you're trying to coordinate that. What was Mr. Custer telling us last week that there at least
400 meetings?
400 meetings.
Uh-huh. And I hope to have Chris later today. He said maybe Tuesday would be better, Diane. And I'm like, well, but it's a hot topic right now. I know you want the day off and you want to try to rest and drink an umbrella drink from a coconut. But we really want to hear your summary, especially after that 5K and that quick pivot and having to, you know, just cancel it. I know that he was well versed in all of that, and I wanted Chris Custer's reaction to that. So that could come up inside the hour here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, 7:48. Quick check of your morning sports coming now. Diane Ducey.
Went to FightingIllini.com and saw the Illini finish second in the Big Ten Championship. Did you happen to catch any Illini golf?
Did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had won for 8 consecutive Big Ten Championship. So NCAA tournament selection will be coming up on, I believe, Wednesday. Of course, the NFL draft is what we were talking about on Friday, coming into all the excitement. I did catch a little of that. Thursday and Friday.
Johnny Newton was a big one.
36 overall, drafted by Washington's Commanders.
Keith Randolph is going to be a Bear, Chicago Bear.
Okay.
Tip Reiman went to Arizona.
And so did Isaiah Adams.
Isaiah Adams.
For Arizona. Then Casey Washington with Atlanta.
Sixth round. And Isaiah Williams did not get picked up, but he has a free agent work with the team slips my mind. Julian Pearl did not get drafted as well, and I think he's still looking. Now everybody, just to give you an idea, everybody that's whose name was called is a millionaire. Everybody. All 7 rounds.
Wow.
The free agent signings, typically, I thought they were $25,000. $750,000 just to get signed.
We're a little out of the loop on these.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute on the money. So Tip Reiman, who you know, was an Illinois tight end, I saw him at CU Church on Sundays. I said, I kind of wish they'd throw the ball anymore, Tip. Things happen. He was just always so pleasant. He's a married man.
Tip's going to have at least $15 million. 10 to 15 at least. It's based on position. The top guy got $38 million. Most of all of this is signing bonuses.
Yeah.
And then your salary is a couple of million. I'm saying a couple of million. That's just what it is. So when you
it is.
When, no wonder they're crying when they get their name called. Financially, they should be good. Anyway, it's exciting for these young men from the University of Illinois, and it's quite a show. They think 270,000 people were in Detroit for the draft on the first night.
That's crazy.
In the
When I saw the, sky shot kind of thing from the drone, I'm like, wow. Motor City's throwing a party right there. That would have been fun. Shauna Green active with trying to obtain some players for the women's basketball team in the portal. Jasmine Brown Hagar just reading more about Tenon Magassa, who's 6'6 from Monjour-sur-Orge, France.
I think we've got a Georgie Bashanzavili moment.
Okay.
I think the kid from Evansville is committed to us.
Okay.
And I don't know how to say his name yet, but he's 6'9.
Okay.
He shoots the three like crazy and can rebound.
Okay.
So another good piece for Brad. I think that's the fifth one. And I'll be surprised if we don't get two or three more. And we still haven't heard from Orlando Antigua, who's out there recruiting as I speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll hear one or two from Orlando.
Okay, very good. Well, the Mets beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 in 11 innings. Detroit at the 5:40 start here on ESPN 93.5.
Weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
They remind you they have their door special in April. A few more days if you've been looking at getting a proposal on your door, do it now. KramerSiding.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign event is Saturday and around or two of significant rainfall over the weekend. The northern extent of some of that severe weather that swept through areas of the deep southern plains and southeastern states. Now, this next weather system, a weakening one as it makes its way on east. Some shower activity around and ending this morning by mid-morning, and then a pop-up shower chance this afternoon. Even an evening thunderstorm in just one or two spots, but the bulk of the rain moving on out. Decreasing clouds for tonight, but a lot of cloudiness for the day today, up to 73. Winds around westerly for tonight and 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 75. We'll warm to 80 on Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday, next round of good covered showers and thunderstorms across the area. 85 on Thursday, back into the mid-70s on Friday. Dry weather for the weekend should extend well into early to mid next week. A window of opportunity there. 75 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday, mid to upper 70s next Monday and Tuesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
It seems like the cost of everything is on the rise, but Erie Insurance can help make sure your auto insurance premium isn't one of them. Avoid rate increases with Erie Rate Lock. Even if you have a claim, your rates won't go up until you change a car, driver, or address.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Other conditions and limitations at ErieInsurance.com. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
Next week on an all-new Law and Order.
Order! Order! We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Have you ever looked at a junk truck and said, man, that truck is pretty? Two men in a junk truck, trucks are pretty. They're pretty big, so they can handle large jobs. They're pretty reliable. Two Men in a Truck has been recognized as a trusted leader in the moving industry for over 35 years. Now we are proud to offer that same reliability to junk removal, and they're pretty fast. When you're ready to let some things go and that you don't need, you don't want to wait 3 weeks. You want it gone now. Go to twomenandajunktruck.com and make room for what matters most.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
All right, the men's golf, Mike Small's team gets second. They made a push yesterday. They could not catch Northwestern, who was 15 shots ahead of our Illini. So we're second. We're going to the NCAAs. This will probably be the year we win the national championship. That's how it works. But yeah, no, it was Jackson Buchanan got second in the tournament.
Okay.
Just we're used to winning everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But second is, again, pretty dang good when you've won 8 in a row.
Illinois baseball, Purdue at number 1, Illinois at number 2. Our conference rumper, both at 11-4.
Wow. Okay. So baseball with Dan Hartley, they're having a really good season. We want to see if we can win the thing and host the Big Ten. It'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Okay. And again,
any comments about the marathon experience or the whole race weekend at 359-2255?
Yep. From our perspective as fans and just spectators, I thought it was extremely well run. What I don't quite understand, I got to ask Mike Lindemann at Body and Soul this question, maybe somebody knows, is when they start the race, you know, they put the front people that are going to have better times at on the front, which
right.
makes sense. They kind of place you, they did a wave start.
Yes.
So if depending on where you think you're going to go per mile.
That's right.
You get in that particular chute. But when the clock starts and the first guy goes, and I think the winner was, I thought, a Champaign teacher.
Jamie Marcos at the age of 25.
Okay, he ran 2:28, I think, something like that. And the women's winner was like 2:57.
Mm.
And so when the clock starts, and so Jamie Marcos is going to finish, and you see his time on the board in the Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
How does that work when Grace didn't start till 7:43?
Right.
So her time... How do we know what her time? I don't know how they do that. Because it's a staggered start, but yeah, you start the clock and the first guy comes. How do you know what the real time? Because the others weren't running for 15
minutes.
But
they have a chip in their bib, right? So maybe that's...
Yes, but what is the clock that's reading ticking off in the stadium?
Right.
What's that mean?
Right.
Does that mean from the 7:30 point?
Right.
I don't get it. And there again, this is why you wouldn't have me organize a race. Okay, everybody line up. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. No, I'm sorry. Sorry. Do it again. 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, it's a lot. And I think, again, there's so many people that donated a few hours of help. And it's, why do we do this? Why? Attract people to come to our town, see our great campus. And so we had disruptions, which obviously hampered that effort from the standpoint of this University of Illinois. Because we had, how many people came to Champaign that have never been here? Thousands?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thousands of them. So it's good economically. It's good to be on the map. It's good to have something others don't. No, I get it. I think it's an extraordinary, ginormous effort that you worry about for a whole year. Now they'll probably start planning in a week.
April, you're right.
April 24, 25, 26, I think it's next year already.
Okay.
2025.
Okay.
But I tell you what, you see those people doing this, and there's so many, and they really do appreciate it. There's so many people with ear pods now,
yeah.
So they don't really hear you.
I know.
But the ones
the
that
zones.
Didn't have it,
that's
you saw
right.
them. I tried. You're doing
and
great.
And I liked
great,
when the yeah. bib was had their name
yes.
in bold print.
Come on,
at the
Tyler,
top.
You're doing
exactly.
great.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And for my niece Leah doing the half, Jamie Marcos is from Charleston.
Okay.
His pace was 5:43, and his time was 2:29:46.
Okay.
Knew he's the one that won.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's
moving to town in June.
Okay, yeah, maybe starting a teaching mm-hmm. job or something. No, it was a ginormous effort, and thank you to everybody who put this thing on for our community. And but it gets your juices going, thinking, man, could I do that? Could
right.
I run that? And it's a long way.
Uh-huh.
All right, the news coming up next. We're excited about a Larry and Elena Camphor tour coming up you might be interested in. Escape the ordinary and embark on an unforgettable adventure with Stevie J Travel with Larry and Elena Camphor. Hi, it's Stevie J. Picture yourself aboard a small yacht departing from the enchanting city of Dubrovnik, Croatia. As the gentle breeze carries the scent of the Adriatic Sea, you'll set sail toward the captivating Dalmatian Islands. Over 10 magnificent days, immerse yourself in the Mediterranean lifestyle where every moment is a celebration of beauty and tranquility. Explore hidden coves, swim in crystal clear waters, and stroll through seaside villages. with Stevie J Travel. Every detail is taken care of, from luxurious accommodations to delectable onboard dining experiences. Relax on deck as the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and pink. This is more than a cruise. It's a journey of discovery and delight. Escape to paradise with Stevie J Travel. Visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJEYTravel.com for details. Your Mediterranean adventure awaits. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.